So children, I want to spend some time, I'm going to spend time with the grown-ups as well, but I want to spend some time with you and any children online. Maybe children online, if maybe get moms or dads to let us know who's watching, what children are watching us online, and I'll be able to see moms and dads make those comments. But I want to talk to you today. I'm sure you've been getting excited about Christmas. It's been an exciting time. I've got some things that I got with me today. And I'm going to just kind of put some things out here on the table here. And these are things that I think of when it comes time for Christmas. And I'm sure that you've been finding it, life kind of gets busy around Christmas time. And I know that moms and dads probably been finding that life is getting busy at Christmas time. All sorts of different things you got to do. And we're filling our time up with lots of things. I'm just going to see which children are watching. We've got Noah who's watching. Good to have you, Noah. We've got some people who are watching in Ontario. The Bingley family is watching in Ontario. We've got Caroline and Lincoln who are watching us. Avalyn, Carson, and Sienna. I think they're probably watching from Ontario as well. So we've got lots of people. Eva and Lila are watching. So we got a lot of people watching. Great to have all of you here. Now, like I've been saying, our lives are get busy at Christmas time. Lots of things to be doing. And sometimes it's hard to kind of be keeping track of all the different things that we do. And so I've got this here, and I'm going to put this out. And I want to just pretend that this is your life, okay? This is the things, this is your life. And I'm going to put things into here that help me think of Christmas and some of the things that I think are important. And some of them you might not even think are important, but I still like to think of them when I think of Christmas. I often think of snow. And here we got some more snow yesterday, and maybe you've had a chance to make some snowmen. I mean, it's pretty cold out right now, but I think of snow, so let's put a snowman inside the life and let's see what else that we have. Put up your hand if you got a Christmas tree. Yeah, you got Christmas trees, and I'm sure those of you watching at home have Christmas trees, and we've got a Christmas tree at our house, so I'm going to put a Christmas tree in my life here. That's one of the things that helps me remember Christmas, and on Christmas trees, we decorate. And so I've got a decoration that I'm going to put inside my life here. And what else do we have here? Well, Christmas stockings. Do you have Christmas? Have you anybody been hanging your Christmas stocking? Yeah? Is your Christmas stocking only this size? Probably not. You probably want a bigger Christmas stocking. I actually have another Christmas stocking here. Maybe you like this size a bit better. A little bit better, huh? But it's, I'm going to just put the little one inside my life here. So we've got the Christmas stocking. And we've got presents. I'm sure that you're looking forward to getting presents. And again, you're probably looking forward to getting a bigger present than this, but you're still probably thinking about presents. So let's put a present in here as well. So what else what's important about Christmas? Well, I often hear people say that one of the most important things about Christmas is family, getting together with family. Now, I am looking around here. I don't know everybody here, but I'm recognizing there's some people who are here with family. Family members have traveled, and that is wonderful. And maybe some of those of you who are watching online, you've got some relatives who are in the house watching with you. Well, Christmas is about family. So I've got these guys, okay? And this guy thinks it's pretty warm. I mean, he's gone without a shirt. But anyway, we're going to put them inside here because it's important that family are part of our life at Christmas time. So what else? One of the things that we do, well, maybe I better change this. One of the things that Mandy does at Christmas time, she likes to make puzzles. And I've said before to the kids that I'm pretty bad at puzzles. And it takes me a long time to do puzzles, and so sometimes I don't do them. But we do puzzles sometimes at the house, and we sometimes will play games. When I do a puzzle, I need puzzle pieces like this size, a little bit bigger, so I can see where things go. So I'm going to put these puzzle pieces in here. This is part of our Christmas tradition, is to be playing some games. Let's see, what else do we have? Okay, well, one of the things I like at Christmas time is eggnog. I'm not going to tell you what I put inside my eggnog, but I like having some eggnog. And what else? Candy canes. Yeah, you like candy canes? Well, I'm going to put the candy cane in here. And how about Christmas crackers? When I was a little guy, we used to have Christmas crackers, and we've kept them all the way up until now, till I'm an old guy. So Christmas crackers, I'm going to put the Christmas cracker in here, and got one more thing. Turkey. Got to have turkey, don't you? So going to have this. Okay. So a lot of things in that remind us about Christmas, a lot of things that we think are important. Now, there's not much room for anything else. Have I missed anything? Have I missed anything that's important about Christmas? I've forgotten Jesus. I haven't put Jesus in there. You know, so do you think that we need to take everything out and then put Jesus in? You might wonder whether we should, but I don't think Jesus says we got to get rid of all those things. I think Jesus thinks family's important. I think Jesus thinks spending time with loved ones is important. And Christmas trees, they can be beautiful. And Christmas crackers can be fun. I think Jesus is happy with all of those things. But I think Jesus wants to be included in those things. So what I'm going to do, we're going to pretend that this sand here is Jesus. And we're going to pour it into our lives. And let's just see what happens. Wow, I'm able to get quite a lot in there. And it keeps on going down. If I shake this a little bit, see, there's lots of spare room there. I can even put some more. And look, it just, you can keep on putting it in, more and more in. It's not filling up at all, really. And again, if I shake it around a bit, we've almost got. The Christmas cracker wants to jump. Okay, we've almost got the whole thing covered. And I could even put a bit more. Could put a bit more, and it just shows that Jesus wants to surround everything that we do. Jesus doesn't say you got to get rid of all these things. He says he wants to be included in everything. He wants to surround everything that we do. And that's what we need to always remember, that Jesus wants to surround everything we do. Now, years ago, there was, at the very first Christmas, Mary and Joseph were told that they were going to have a baby. And do you think that they had nothing at all to do before that? I don't think so. I think they had things to do, but you know what? They made room in their lives for Jesus. They had to travel to Bethlehem. And when they got to Bethlehem, they went to try to find a place to stay. And they knocked on a door, and they said, "Do you have room?" And what? Anybody know what the answer was? "No, there's no room here. Gotta go look somewhere else." So they went to another place, and I wouldn't be surprised if they got the very same answer. They knocked again, and the person said, "No, there's no room here." And they tried a third place, and still no room. And then somebody said to them, you know, we can make some room in the stable. And so Mary and Joseph, they went back to the stable, and that's where Jesus was born. And the, as the story goes, it says that angels then went to some shepherds out in the fields and told them the good news. Now, do you think the shepherds had nothing to do? They were supposed to be looking after the sheep. But they made room in their lives for Jesus. And they went, they left their sheep and they went to see the new baby Jesus. You know what? We can fill our lives with all sorts of things. And sometimes at Christmas time, life can get so busy that we almost forget Jesus altogether. But Jesus wants to be a part of every part of our life. He wants us to invite him in. And the fact that you're here tonight, or those of you who are watching online, showing that, at least for tonight, that you're inviting Jesus. But Jesus wants to know, am I going to be invited tomorrow? Am I going to be invited the day after that? Am I going to be invited the day after that? He wants to be a part of our lives every single day. So I guess the question for each one of us is, what kind of innkeeper are you going to be? Are you going to be the innkeeper that says, nope, no room here? Or are you going to be the innkeeper who says, you know, I've got some room, follow me? So I want you to remember this, that Jesus wants to be a part of all of our lives, every part of our life. And so tomorrow when you're opening up your presents, it's going to be an exciting time. Don't forget that Jesus wants to be a part of that as well. Let's close our eyes and I'm going to say a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love. We thank you for the gift of Jesus. We thank you that Jesus wants to surround everything we do. Lord, we pray that you'll help us to remember that, to invite Jesus in to everything we do. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.